Welcome back. We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis of Maseches Erevin. So the Mishnah last dealt with the situation, a story that Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim were together, and how they paskin differently regarding the Tchum on Shabbos. Now the Mishnah has a similar story in which Rabbi Gamliel is going to rule leniently. So pam achas lo nichnasu lanamal ad shechashecha. So on another occasion, they were on a boat, and they were traveling on this boat, and they didn't enter into the port on Friday until it became dark, and it was already Shabbos, and so there was a concern that maybe this port city was beyond their tchum that was established when they were in the ocean when Shabbos began. Amr the Rabbi Gamliel, so the Chachamim who wanted to spend Shabbos in the port city, they said to Rabbi Gamliel, Ma anu le'reid, are we allowed to get out of the boat and go into the city for Shabbos or not? Amr lehen mutar atem, he said to them, 100% you're allowed to go enter into the city. Shekvar ha'yisi mistakel v'hayinu besocha tchum ad shelo chashecha, an incredible leniency, because I was already looking at the port before Shabbos began from the ship. I was looking at it, and I noticed that we were within the tchum of the city before it became dark. We were within the 2,000 amos, and since we were within the tchum of the city when Shabbos began, the city is considered our Shabbos residence, and we can walk throughout the city in the 2,000 amos beyond it in every single direction. Okay, that was Mishnah Beis. Now, Mishnah Gimel says further, so there is a general rule that if you're doing something for a mitzvah purpose, as we'll define a little bit more strongly in this Mishnah, if you're doing something for a mitzvah, then perhaps the laws of Tchum are not as relevant if it's necessary to do in this moment now on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah as follows, Misha Yatzav Rishos, if a person left his Tchum on Shabbos, and they were allowed to do it, because, for example, someone who is giving testimony about the new moon is allowed to leave his tchum. So a person did this. V'amru lo kvar na'aseh ma'aseh. And before he reached his ultimate destination, people told him that what you were going to do has already been done, meaning there was already someone who took care of this testimony, and someone already declared the new moon. Yesh lo alpayim amah l'kol ruach. So this individual, he has a new tchum of 2,000 amos in every single direction, and this measures from the place that he was told that his services were no longer required. So im haya b'toch ha-tchum k'ilu lo yatza. And moreover, if his new tchum was part of the original tchum, meaning he never fully left his city limits, his 2,000 amos tchum limits, while he was on his journey, so it's as if he never left his original tchum, and he can go back to his house. Shekol hayotzim lahatzil chuzrin lemkoman, because Chazal gave a leniency that just as anyone who was going out on Shabbos to save other Jews from an attack, that they can go back to their homes with their all their weapons, which is normally forbidden under the Malach of Hotza'ah, so too the rabbis gave this leniency over here. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Dalet. For now, have a wonderful day.